Welcome to the Business Buyer Diaries. My name is Nathan Platter. I'm a full-time employee, and I bought a business. I did everything right, from finding the deal, handling all the due diligence on 63 opportunities, and ultimately bought a profitable gym. And boy, was I in for a big surprise as a new owner. I chronicled everything in real time, including the biggest wins to the stressful nights at 2 a.m. I'm sharing my journey without sugarcoating anything, so you don't make the same mistakes that I did. Here's today's episode.
Guys, I'm dealing with my attention getting split left and right. It's been challenging. So I went to my dog, so I'm a little out of breath. It's not the mental fatigue. It's just the day-to-day stuff. But just the stuff that pops up. Today, the account needed access to MindBody so that they can do billing. So, okay, I can do that. And then the landlord's like, hey, by the way, you haven't paid rent this month. It's like, what the heck? Yeah, we did. And they just went back to, oh, no. The seller paid rent last month, and it looks like you are the new tenants. You owe rent this month. So I owe rent for like the whole month, and it's 4 days. So I have to do some stuff with the seller to even up at the end. And then say, okay, back to work. Time to work on this data thing, blah, blah. And then pop, the manager's like, oh, I'm doing the training, but ask the questions about the logistics of, you know, once you get these leads, how are we going to do the sales clearance, get them into the CRM? How are we going to do a follow up if they don't sign? If they do sign, what do we offer them? What's the package? And so finally, like, guys, figure it out. Like, straight up, just figure it out. Like, part of me wants to be frustrated. Part of me wants to be like, okay, they care about doing it the right way, which to me, the right way is their intuition. And unless like it's bad for the business, they're probably going to be more right than I am. And so anyhow, I have to learn to like, straight my friend says, look, figure it out. I can't help you here. You got this. I trust you. Let me know what you end up doing. I haven't gotten there yet. I will. And it's not there yet today. But then, like, I have a weekly one-on-one with my day job manager. It's like, okay, I got to prep for that. Show them the stuff that I'm working on. And I'll admit, like, my attention is split, so I'm not getting as much done as I normally do. So how do I, like, still not reveal, like, okay, I've bought a business. I'm kind of distracted throughout the day. But I'm still getting stuff done. Here are my wins for the week. Here's some areas I'm working on. This is on the radar. And guys, I'm doing mental gymnastics. And, like, I've worked two jobs before. I know what it's like to, like, be mentally full throughout the day. And just feel, like, mentally, like, swamped at the end of it. Just, like, just hidden decisions. Help, support, decisions. My own deep thinking, decision. This thing needs help. And like just before I started this, as I'm getting ready, like, what am I going to talk about today? I got tips to one assistant managers. Her key is stuck in the lock and the gym. So like, I'm lucky I live like 30 minutes away. I can just go work on it or something. But like, what if I owned a gym? I mean, 12 hours away in my car, and that's another state across the country. They can't just message me, but like, now that I'm close, like, they can. And I'm glad they can. I don't want to be mad or annoyed that they did. I'm grateful they did. I really am. But it's like, oh, guys, like, I know, like, it's just one thing for you, but to me, it's like so many things throughout the day. How do I keep up? So I don't know. Part of me was just feeling, guys, just watch this. And I'll admit, I've been listening to some folks that have done this, so probably not the smartest idea. Part of me in this moment is like, you know, just screw it. I'm going to quit the day job. We're going to pump so many leads out of this marketing system that I will be the sole salesperson. I will document what I do along the way. I'll write videos, tutorials, training guides. I will take 8 to 10, maybe 12 sales appointments a day, work from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. or 7 a.m. till whenever. And I will just take sales appointments and sell PIFs and monthly recurring memberships. PIFs are paid in fulls. So, like, our gym, we charge, like, $170 a month or $1,800 for the year. So, if I can take 8 appointments, half of them will close. So, of the 4 that buy, 3 of them will buy a monthly membership. 1 will buy an annual package that's, it's what? $1,700 plus $500. That's $2,200 in revenue. Take off my marketing costs. So, that's $800 in there. That's $1,400 plus the cost for leads. That's about $1,200, $1,100, I just produce $1,000 a day of income. And if I work 250 days a year, that's $250,000 a year. And so that goes to the business. I'm not, like, so I won't just go straight to me. But out of 250, if I pay myself 150, 100 for the 50, 100 for the business, 150 to me as a sales rep, I'm now, like, you know, working a full-time sales job selling gym memberships. Not before they buy, like, gloves, supplements, offline coaching. I'm working on a city where, like, they can buy the membership, but then for, I don't know what I'm going to price it. We'll just call it dirt cheap, $50 a month. They can now get, like, a weekly one-hour item, 6 minutes. Hey, buy a D. Well, buddy, check it in. You know, you stress? You know, what are you going to do tonight? Okay, are you going to drink? Okay, let's lift the alcohol tonight. Or I know you want to buy a pizza. Let's do something a little bit different. We'll just pull up one day. I did a 10-minute check-in call. Super basic, but just like a peer, like, hold your feet fire. So who's going to do that? Well, it's got to be profitable. So I was thinking dirt cheap, like $10 a week, but $10 for 10 minutes. I don't know if that's really worthwhile. But anyhow, so I can make an okay living. I'm just going to say I'm making an okay living, owning a business that's doing well. And I could be a full-time sales rep as long as I've got a marketing phone pummeling people in. Earlier in my career, I was actually a peer coordinator in a financial advisory office. There was like four main guys that sold. They had three guys that did like the meetings. And then they had like a handful of support staff. All I have to say though, like, I think the ratios was like you had maybe two admin people, one mid-level sales rep, and then like one like that's like that's your ratio. One superstar sales rep can support four people income-wise. That was just insane to me. And the lion's share always goes to the sales rep. Unfortunately, that's the way the world works, but just bring this up. I quit the day job to do this full time. If it tells anything about my security than what I'm currently making, I probably shouldn't. So if I got fired today, I had the question in my head. If I got fired today, what is my plan B? And I don't know how to get found on LinkedIn. At my peak, I was getting 5 interviews a day, job hunting. Like, I just know how to make a sales system for that. So I know how to land jobs, I know how to land interviews. But even if I do that from month to land a job offer, even let's pretend I make 150 a year. Even if I spend a month to make a 150 offer, I'm not paying self-employment. I'm paying taxes as an employee. You pay way fewer taxes as a business owner. So, like, it sounds really weird to say out loud, but I could either, if I got fired today, what's my plan B? On paper, my plan B should be to crank up the marketing spend. We have full-time sales rep for my business, my gym. And that model I just sent out, make $1,000 a day. That's if I sell one paid in full membership and I sell a couple months of recurring revenues. Actually, that's $500 a month. A typical gym will lose 10% of your members a month. Like, that's if it's bad. So I'll just say it's 10% because we have way better, but 10%. 500 from those monthly members this month. Next month, I'll make 450 off of this month's sales. And so next month, instead of making 1,000 a day, I'll make like 1,400 a day, because last month's sales are paying me yet again this month. And the following month, it's 1,800 and 2,200. The numbers go up, and it's the first month or two that are the roughest. So part of it is in this awkward transition of looking, do I need a sales manager? Yes. Where am I going to find them? Staffing agency. How much is it going to cost? $6,000 to find them. Or I can do it myself. Vet 200 resumes. Interview 5 people. Hire 1. I don't have the time for that. I don't. I have time for a day job and a business now. But part of me is like, what? Maybe I should just get fired. Work the business like crazy and build this thing up. The same way like insurance agents get paid. It's the first year or two where it's a grind, but then you start getting your renewals and your returns. And folks come back for more. They pay you again for you get paid multiple times for the thing you did once. And that's the key to a long-term business structure like that. And so as I'm getting pinged on, like, what's our sales system? What's our CRM? What's our phone system? The right answer is sales. whatever we've got, use. Whatever's going to be scalable, double it. And Kyrie said, just let me be the salesperson. I built my own sales system for just myself. I was doing insurance. I vetted my own agency. Just thinking out loud. I don't know. I want to keep working, enjoy my work. It pays very nicely. We got benefits through it.
Oh, man.
Everybody's supposed to be like, just let me do it. I'll take appointments. I'll sell deals. Just give you runway and I'll close. Let's do this thing. Yeah. All right. Anyhow, time to call it. That's my mention for the day. We will be rocking and rolling. But guys, like, part of this too is to be thinking about what folks on the big scale are doing, because eventually you will be that person figuring out your own trajectories. And if you don't have a way to be making, if on paper, there's no way to be making 200 grand a year, question if you're on the right system and the right ladder, if you're motivated by money. If you're not, then no worries. You're all good. If you are motivated by money or getting a certain number, have on paper, a way to make at least 200 grand a year. So there's a way to get there. And let's hang it out. So that's the word. That's the event for the day. Peace.
This has been another episode of the Business Buyer Diaries. Subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. I hope you're realizing that business ownership is no cakewalk. Check the podcast notes for a link to the DIY due diligence program, the complete list of show sponsors, and for media inquiries. Music written and composed by Wes Schrock. I'm your host, Nathan Platter. Join me again on the next one.